Wyoming is still a frontier of sorts, a place where many continue to hunt in wide open spaces. And sometimes they sing about it, too. Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhurov reports that Julian Saporiti is collecting those cowboy poet songs to share with others.
Julian Saporiti is not from Wyoming.
Like, this is how not Wyoming or Western I am. I've never ridden a horse in my life. I've never been on a horse. I've been on a pony ride going around in a circle in a grocery store parking lot when I was six. That's the extent of my cowboyisms.
Saporiti is from Tennessee, and he came to the University of Wyoming for graduate school. Currently, the Department of American Studies at UW is working on an exhibit called The Art of the Hunt, about hunting in Wyoming and artisanal objects of the hunt. The curators wanted to create an emotional component to the exhibit, which is slated to open in 2014. Saporiti, a musician with an interest in ethnomusicology, thought song could easily do that.
I thought, how could I bring that expertise, or aspiring expertise anyways, to this project? And I thought, there's got to be a lot of songwriters in this state, relatively speaking, who grew up hunting, and how that affected their music and themselves as artists.
So he set out to find the cowboy poets of Wyoming.
My name is Hub Witt.
This fella Hub Witt had rented the Continental Breakfast Room in the Days Inn on the outskirts of Sheridan. The recordings, you can hear like the buzz of the juice machine in the background.
Witt is from Wyoming, and he's been hunting, guiding, and singing here for decades.
He's got a wood leg, and at one point he stood up, and the photographer noticed that he had like a semi-automatic handgun tucked into the back of his pants. I guess he needed it on the ranch or something where he was working, but it was just like this amazing juxtaposition of this one-legged, gun-wielding, dressed to the nines cowboy singing songs to us in a Continental breakfast room of a Days Inn. For my first month in Wyoming, this was an amazing experience. He had some amazing stories and some good songs.
Witt told a story from his guiding days in the late 1980s when he had to kill a bunch of horses because they didn't get out of camp in time before a big snowstorm came in.
We got everything packed up and we had to cross the Yellowstone River. Some of those horses were so bad, they couldn't get out of there. The only thing we could do was shoot him.
Witt's songs are clearly an extension of these experiences in the Wyoming landscape. He says where hunting and songwriting intersect for him is in the detail, in close observation during a hunt, in meticulous descriptions, in a song. His song Thoroughfare River, which has never been recorded, is one he wrote for another guide about going out.
On the Thoroughfare River, in the mountains at home, your sweetheart is waiting down there by the phone. She's hoping you're happy, that's all she has.
Saporiti said the songs he recorded were rarely about hunting per se.
It would be songs involving hunting, songs that took place on a hunt, music that they played while guiding hunts. So it's a lot of the periphery of the hunt. If hunting is like such a big passion, parallel to music, it's almost like two things that fill the same spiritual place in you.
He also said the cowboy poets he met during his field work were vastly different. Dave Munsick has been in Wyoming for 30 years. He's a high school science teacher in Dayton and has been a professional musician since he was 15. When he was learning to play, he took inspiration from everyone from John Coltrane to Bob Dylan, Bach, Charlie Pride, and old-time fiddling.
Live a little while the way that real women do. Flies that flow. Flat bottom boats, they'll make you go the way that you want them to.
He's moved away from hunting more towards fly fishing.
The parallels that he drew were, in fly fishing, you have to take a step back sometimes. It's just not working. That one spot isn't working. You can't just keep going to. You have to take a step back, look at the whole river, and then you'll have success. He said that's exactly how his songwriting is sometimes. You just can't hammer home a verse.
Munsick plays in a band with two of his sons.
Like the Sundance of the Sioux, and the medicine bag nobody sees. Sweet grass braided by the crow, a hunt for the white buffalo, and everything I'll ever need, your medicine to me.
Zapparitti says as an outsider and a non-hunter, he went into the project with perhaps romanticized notions of what he'd find in Wyoming. And though he's conscious of such notions, he's also not too worried about them.
I think life could just use a little bit more romance, to be honest with you. You got to be objective, certainly, and keep that as a tool in your arsenal. But for anyone out there doing covering people, you know, don't be afraid to be affected by these people. And just make note that you are and realize it. I think the truth is romantic a lot of the time.
Brian Ragsdale, who's from a Wyoming family of miners and ranchers, might agree.
She calls her home.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Irina Jorge.
She's Wyoming raised, Montana made.